Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
John Gruden going to be joining us at 7:50. Only two interviews with Mason Heinschel have happened. Future Heisman Trophy winner Mason Heinschel. I said that.
Don't do that.
I can. We can't let Pony do that.
You're right.
Although you called it with Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
There was a tweet you had pinned for a long time.
Yep.
Where you said he's going to be a top five quarterback in the country. And this was, he was coming off of, it's not like he was a bad player, but he was pedestrian. And you called it, and then what did he do? Third in the Heisman Trophy voting, his wide receiver wins the Biletnikoff, Pitt wins the ACC. And you guys, you and Pat Bostic, told me this offseason that Mason Heinschel was the best quarterback on the roster.
No doubt.
And it's not that nobody had faith in Eli Holstein or anything like that. It's independent of Eli. You're like, this kid can really spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Cade Bell yesterday said that he was pissed, was Mason Heinschel, that he completed 89% of his passes in practice. And not 90% of his passes in practice. So those two interviews, John Gruden sat down with Mason Heinschel. It was a really good conversation. I'm incredibly impressed by that young man. And with the PM team. And I came away from that interview, because it was a long one, having a lot of the same feelings. So I'm looking forward. We're looking forward to talking to John Gruden coming up at 7:45. There is another young quarterback that enters the conversation. Will Howard, officially named to the Steelers 53-man roster yesterday. Is he going to play regular season snaps this year? No, probably not, because I think there would need to be a lot of things that happen to get him to that point. Like, I don't think at any point that Tomlin would play him unless Rodgers and Rudolph got hurt. Like, I don't think they would ever just throw him in there, even if the season got away from them. Mike Tomlin doesn't cry uncle until he's been pinned for 9 seconds. So I don't see him playing. But the PM team asked this question yesterday. What do you think he can be the franchise quarterback? I'll ask it a different way. What percent chance do you give that of happening? I'll let you think about this for a second. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then you can stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Better chance of it happening now than 3 months ago, months ago.
With you there.
Better chance of it happening now, but there's a lot of things that have to go a certain way for that to happen, clearly. I think that Aaron Rodgers would have to keep playing the way he played on Sunday for the rest of the season, and then you'd be in a situation where you're like, yeah, we're not going to sign him back next year. That would be one situation. And obviously the quarterbacks that we were talking about in the draft that could be, you know, high level, high first round picks, them keeping playing the way that they've been playing. And then just seeing like what type of team do you want to assemble for next year? And how do you want to go about that? Like with Mason Rudolph having one more year on his contract, I think Mason would get the upper hand. Do you go out in free agency and try to sign another guy? I don't know. Or have you seen enough in Will Howard for him to be the backup and actually compete for a starting job?
See, that's what would have to happen, I think. I think you hit it all on the nuts there, Dickerson. Like, I think if he keeps playing this poorly, Rodgers, and just for one game, I mean, he's played mostly great football, but if you extrapolate the last game out the rest of the year, he ain't coming back. And then you do have to go with Rudolph. And then at some point, Rudolph doesn't play well enough, and then you go with Howard, and Howard would have to take over. That's a lot of stuff.
And he would have to play well.
Right. That's the other part of it. And look, we talk about Mason Heinschel and how polished he is and how mature he is. Everything I've heard about Will Howard, same thing. Hell of a kid. He's got the size. He's got mobility. He's got a good, not great arm. I can't get past him being a six-round pick when there's so many teams that need quarterbacks. That irks me a little bit. And here's one more thing that I can't get past. Will Howard last year, 35 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He wins a national championship. He got better in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So those are all points for.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Sands been better. Julian Sands completing 81% of his passes. Will Howard completed 73%. He's thrown 24 touchdowns, 4 picks. Will Howard, like I said, 35 and 10. Quarterback rating of 175 for Howard. Quarterback rating of 192 for Julian Sand. Like, that is a factory when you're throwing a Jeremiah Smith. And last year, he's throwing a Mecca Ibuka. He was incredible down the stretch, but he was also incredible with the best skill position players in college football. They've got that kind of skill position talent this year, and Julian Sand's actually been better. Now, you need to see what Sands will do when it gets to Michigan time and when it gets to playoff time. That's how those guys are graded. It's like the Steelers. We're tired of regular season talk. Let's see what they can do in the postseason. That's the same thing with Julian Sands. But point being, you should be able to play the quarterback position at a high level at Ohio State.
You should. And I think last year, you know, I don't know if we got the full brand of Will Howard because of the two running backs, Henderson and Judkins. I mean, they accrued a lot of the production of Ohio State, too. And you know, if you're back there, like, you just got to toss the ball up. Like, I know it's a lot easier, you know, obviously I'm being ridiculous, but, I think that there's a lot of meat on the bone for Will Howard. And I do wonder why he did drop so far in the draft. I do. Cause he has the size he can run. I do wonder that, but I think that if it all falls in place, I mean, why wouldn't you give him an opportunity?
That I agree with, because I just pulled up Dane Brugler, who I love. He's my favorite draft analyst. That's right. I'm a dork. I have a favorite
also
draft analyst.
Also, different OCs. I mean, obviously, Chip Kelly was the OC last year.
Good point by you. The quarterbacks that are listed in the top 25 of Dane Brugler's like first NFL draft ratings. Ty Simpson at Alabama, he's got as the second-rated player in the draft right now, and this changes so much. Fernando Mendoza at 7. Lenora Sellers at 15, Dante Moore out of Oregon at 12. There are four teams with multiple first-round picks. There are a ton of quarterback-needy teams. 8, I think we counted the other day, and you could probably stretch that to 10 if you're being generous. This is pro Will Howard now, as we're just trying to suss this out. I don't want to draft any of those guys. I don't know that they'll have a chance to draft any of those guys. I mean, I love Lenora Sellers, but like, what has he done? So does that mean that you don't draft one next year or can't draft one next year? And so you cede it to Will Howard for a year. But again, as we suss this out, they hate doing that. They hate doing the, we're going to hand the keys over to a youngster thing. Like I almost
But you wouldn't
think,
have to though, because you have Rudolph.
You do have Rudolph. Like, I almost feel like Flacco has a better chance of being the starting quarterback than Will Howard does.
I'm at like a 10% chance that they draft a quarterback.
I'm probably there too, but I'm probably at a 5% chance that Howard ever becomes the guy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just don't see the clear path for that to happen.
Yeah.
If there was a clear path, for sure.
I think there are reasons to believe that he could be the guy, but it's almost like the stars aligning that it all comes to pass. We'll get Pat Bostic's thoughts, opinions on this coming up next. Get his thoughts on the play of Aaron Rodgers and if he's worried that that will continue. We'll get into the Pitt-Notre Dame game with Pat. We've got John Gruden at 7:45. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, gentlemen. We have John Gruden coming up at 7:45. So we got to be careful with our breaks here. All right. We can't do our typical thing and screw the clock. We got to be very careful. But I have also just received text confirmation, a very special guest coming up at 7:32. College game day related guest. Harry will get said guest on the fan hotline.
Wow. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Someone who is going to be gracing the North Shore on the college game day set will be joining us at 7:32. How about that?
That sounds awesome.
How about
man.
That?
That's big time stuff, dude. Big fan time show for a big time week.
It's brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Let's go. I've been told there's a ton of goose poop down there, and they're trying to clean up the goose poop.
At least we don't have the pigeons anymore.
For where the set's going to
be. Don't be careful. They can always come back.
Yeah.
I've always been a big fan of a peregrine falcon at Acrisure to kind of keep the pigeons away.
Yeah, I heard that works.
It does work. I think it's a little bit of a liability, though.
The peregrine falcon?
Yeah.
Peregrine?
Yeah, because it'll just swoop in and just...
take a baby dive or something.
Dive bomb those.
Yeah.
Take the ball.
I actually, you're never going to believe this. I actually just read a book.
Read a book.
West Virginia's coming out. I just read a book about peregrine falcons. My daughter keeps getting these books from the library where it takes one animal and another animal, and you learn about each animal, and then at the end, it's which one would win in a fight. I'm learning so much. Komodo dragon got taken out by a cobra, by the way.
Yeah.
Taken out.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that on his face. Right?
You would not, but it's lying in wait. Bang, one bite. Suckers down in 30 seconds. Can't even see.
Yep.
That cobra venom.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. I also didn't know that Komodo dragons, they have venom too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so that it poisons you necessarily, but if you get bit by one, your blood doesn't clot. So you just bleed out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good.
No. Tough
so
fight.
Lesson Komodo learned. Don't get bit by a Komodo dragon.
That's where are Komodo dragons at?
The island of Komodo.
I don't think they're on the North Shore.
They are not. But they do.
What if the North Shore just got infested with Komodo dragons?
Oh. Keep the pigeons away.
It would.
Maybe the Fighting Irish fans.
Hey, we're on a bad path with the clock here if we keep talking about this stuff.
Well, we're clearly not going to talk football this segment. We've got a massive guest coming up next.
We were going to talk Aaron Rodgers.
We were going to. We've got a massive guest as well coming up at 7:45 in the form of John Gruden. You can always count on this show entertaining you, and you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern, then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. All on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Real quick, before we get to Rodgers, because we'll spend more time on Rodgers at some point. Will Howard, percent chance he could be the franchise quarterback?
I'm probably with you guys, 5-10%.
Yeah.
I mean, I just haven't seen enough yet. And I have a theory on Ohio State quarterbacks, by the way. I've always held it. I feel like their talent is so far superior to everyone else in the Big Ten that skill talent, right? Perimeter talent that... I mean, it's not easy playing quarterback anywhere, but the separation those guys get is just, it's just different. You get to the NFL, you got to throw guys open, windows are smaller, things close up faster. Like, I just, you know, you mentioned the stats. Will Howard's stats are pretty darn good. 73%, I think anyone would take.
Right? Oh,
for sure. His QBR is outstanding. Julian Sain's been terrific. I just think that playing quarterback in the NFL is a totally different ball of wax, and we haven't seen him do that. So it's hard to project anything out at this point until you see him at least play a preseason game.
Right.
So
there's a lot to,
I don't even know if he factors into the contemplation right now. And I'm not ready to call Rodgers dead yet.
No, definitely not. And we will get into that. I mean, listen, they may well have drafted Will Howard to be the cheap long-term backup quarterback. Now, that's what Mason Rudolph became. And you know what? Mason's had a nice career and that's not a wasted draft pick. Especially in the sixth round, because you see what some of these backup quarterbacks go for. A lot of money. You don't want to spend money on that. You want to be able to develop one of those guys. All right. I want to make sure we've got time for our next guest. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline like this next guest will. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, I didn't even tell my friends here, my co-hosts, the special guest we have on the fan hotline right now. Didn't come together until moments ago. From College Game Day on ESPN, which will be gracing the North Shore on Saturday morning. Everybody, give it up for Kirk Herbstreit! Dog Bo. You like that one?
I can't stand you.
That was the bit.
No, wait, there's more. Who do you like in the game, Bo? He likes Pitt.
There's been many times where I thought about quitting. This is up there. Where I just thought about walking out.
Now, we actually do have the real John Gruden at 7:45.
Yeah.
I tried for
Herbie. I had a feeling this was a...
elaborate setup?
I mean, it wasn't well orchestrated at all.
What
I don't
are you
think
talking
it,
about?
I don't think it landed that well. Like, I don't think it's funny at all. Do you?
No.
Do you think you could throw him through that glass
pane? I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking about it. Like, there's been times where
places
I, like,
for the day?
No,
it's too big a show. It was mostly for Harry.
So that was his idea?
No, he walked into the break room and said, "Kellis, I got a bit. Can you just call the hotline and then give me some dog barking noises?"
I never
like, real shady. He just came up close.
I never said it was a good bit.
Yeah, it's not a good bit.
John Gruden, for real, is joining us at 7.
Wait, so we cut the segment short.
No, we cut it short because we need to get to Gruden at 7:45.
We didn't talk Rodgers.
We are talking Rodgers right now.
Didn't talk Pitt, Notre Dame.
We are.
We just spent 2 minutes with a dog barking.
It was only 20 seconds. 19.
Do you think Bo will chase the geese?
Did you see that it was, I forget where it was, but a recent game day, Bo pooped and the kicker slipped in the poop.
That's awesome. Do you think...
A worthy guest, I think.
Do you think McAfee changes the stakes because it's going to be a Pitt student kicking the
well, that's why
field goal?
That's why I want to have him on, because we talked about it. I'm going to say, you're going to give out $300,000 to a Pitt kid. You don't want to do all that. Give them $200,000. Give me $100,000 because I need money. because I'm about to lose my job over this, if not get physically assaulted. And then I'll give 50K to Doran.
I want to cut.
Well, now I feel like I owe you one. You
I can't definitely believe do. That you just did that.
Why wouldn't you ask him for 80K? I thought that was your baseline.
Baseline. That's his rate card? 80K?
People on the text line are split on how well that went. All right, so Rodgers was absolute ass. I mean, on Sunday night. So the question is, are you worried that that is going to continue, Mr. Bostic? We've given our opinions on this matter.
I don't think he's going to play that poorly moving forward, but I think there's a lot outside of him. Doran is just staring you down right now. There's
That's
a lot
why people like it is because you're that mad.
There's a lot of things outside his control that are contributing to his play in that game and then beyond. But, you know, he missed a lot of throws in that game. I mean, the throw to Jonnu Smith, there was really no pressure, and he threw it upstairs. A lot of overthrows, but, you know, if they can't block it up and run the ball, they're not going to be able to protect.
They get out of running really quick, too, man.
Yeah, and if they're in obvious passing situations, I don't trust them up front. I don't trust the right guard. You know, I don't trust the left tackle. They're not good enough up front to play the way they're playing and win, period, because they need to run the ball to be effective, to put themselves in situations where it's not obvious. And he's back there on an island as a statue getting hit a lot. So that one hit, the freeze frame of him getting hit by Bud Dupree, not a great look.
Oh, who Chris Collinsworth said was Rodgers' former teammate. Not a great night for Collinsworth.
No.
Because Rodgers was asked about the whole moving Darnell to tackle thing that Collinsworth spit out onto the air on Sunday night. He said, yeah, that is not how that went at all. Yeah. Collinsworth was misidentifying player names. It was a bad night for Collinsworth.
It was just a bad night all the way around. I think Rodgers will play better. It's just I'm not confident in what's around him, to be honest with you. I think we're seeing the same problems that happened with Kenny, Ben towards the tail end, that happened with Russ, that happened with Fields, happened with one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, and obviously he's in the later stages of his career, so you're quick to blame him, but what is different about the problems they're having offensively that hasn't happened each of the last 5 years?
I don't disagree.
Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
So he's a victim to the same circumstance, and it's proof that, you know, obviously he's 41, but, you know, even the best in the world have a hard time overcoming some of the flaws they have on the offensive side of the football.
John Gruden next?
Yeah, hopefully we can move past this little spat here because Doran, look, he has that look in his eye that I kind of want to get out of here.
Is Gruden coming on next, or are you just going to play?
No, he is.
Are you going to play Chucky's laughing voice?
I secured Gruden. Take full credit for that.
Secured
Gruden.
You're a professional.
And I can guarantee I texted him earlier. We are good to go.
We will say this at the same time so that people know it's the real Gruden. How did Pat let us know on the count of three? 3, 2, 1, FaceTime.
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, I called you guys. I told you we got him. I told you what time he's coming on.
You're wasting time. We got to get to Gruden.
You wasted time.
Who's wasting time?
You are an accomplice.
Harry, I'm going to send you the number here.
Crowley abuses me when I don't do what he
says. Let's get to break and forget this ever happened.
We got John Gruden, the real John Gruden, joining us next to talk Mason Heinschel and more. The great Bill Hillgrove going to join us in 16 minutes. He was kind enough to move slots because right now we got a big-time guest. Bill's a big-time guest, too. John Gruden, formerly coached at Pitt, a legendary NFL coach, now at Barstool. Nobody knows more about quarterbacks than the great John Gruden. John, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How you doing? Are you in Pittsburgh already?
Hey, good morning. No, I don't get in until tomorrow night, but I'm fired up to be back in Pittsburgh and see this great matchup we have Saturday against Notre Dame.
So you scored the first big interview with young phenom Mason Heinschel, and the thing that I took away, because I ain't one of these X's and O's guys, John, the thing I took away was just his polish, his poise, his demeanor as an 18-year-old. What did you take away from your conversation, your sit-down with Mason Heinschel?
Yeah, I felt the same way. I thought I was talking to Derek Carr or Rich Gannon. I mean, this guy is well beyond his years. It's a credit to his family, his upbringing, but he's obviously very poised. He's been well-trained, and I know he's ready for this big moment.
Coach, what are you looking at when you're evaluating young quarterbacks? Now, you know, obviously there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that are juniors, that are seniors, that will be entering the draft this coming year. But somebody like Heinchel or the quarterback from Cal that are freshmen, what are you looking at whenever you're evaluating those guys, and what could you give advice-wise to those guys to enhance their game as they grow?
Well, first of all, you look for production. Who can move their team, put the ball in the end zone, and win games? And when you look at Carr of Notre Dame and you look at Heinchel at Pitt, both guys are putting the ball in the end zone a lot. They're averaging 40 points a game. They're doing it a lot of different ways. They're distributing the ball to three or four, sometimes five different receivers. You're seeing them get more involved in the pre-snap at the line of scrimmage, fixing protections. I love to see that. And I love Mason because he can use his legs. I mean, he had about 60 yards rushing against Florida State. He can get out of trouble. You can use him in the RPO game. He's got some size and playing strength that I think is really good. But I just love to watch these guys at crunch time the most. How do they play in the fourth quarter when they're tied or behind? And so far, it's been pretty impressive by these two young cats that are going to show up Saturday in Pittsburgh.
Coach Gruden, I'm a quarterback guy, so I'm going to take the liberty and ask two questions here. One's more of a joke. The other one's a serious one. What the hell are you doing with all this gear, man? You got a new box every single day. You got Jake. You're having a heart. You're using the knife to open it up. Where are you putting this stuff?
Man, we try to give most of it to fans of the school that we have. We're trying our best to be very, very good about that, but it's just been so much fun to celebrate a lot of different schools. We're even getting baseball gear now and basketball gear. It's been a lot of fun, but we do hand a lot of it out as gifts with the Christmas season coming. What better gift can you get than something from your alma mater?
No doubt about it. I'm going to take you back to 1991, wide receivers coach at the University of Pittsburgh. I'm looking at the media guide here, and that staff, you know, Pitt's known to have great players. There's also been a heck of a lot of great coaches, head coaches. You were on that staff with Marvin Lewis and a young Mike McCarthy. What was that like?
Yeah, it was great. Paul Hackett was the head coach. We got off to a great start. We beat West Virginia 34-3. I can still remember the backyard brawl, being a part of that. And we're undefeated. We headed into South Bend to play Rick Meyer and Jerome Bettis. Unfortunately, we didn't do a very good job that day. They got after us pretty good. But great memories. Like you said, great tradition. So many of the top football players have come through Pitt. Jackie Sherrill, I worked for Johnny Majors at Pittsburgh. So I have great memories and a lot of respect for the Pitt Panthers, and I am so excited to get back there.
John Gruden, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. John, you talked about guys getting in and out of the huddle, what they do in crunch time, making checks at the line of scrimmage, things of that nature. What have you seen physically from Mason Heinchel that has set him apart and really spurred Pitt onto this five-game winning streak here?
You know what? That's a good question. I think the Florida State game stands out to me. You know, early in the game, he misses a halfback. He's wide open, a little rail route out of the backfield. A lot of guys get rattled. He got knocked around a little bit. But he comes back. He throws the same route later in the game for a touchdown. He's got a mental toughness about him. He can overcome adversity. It's almost like he really enjoys the misery of crunch time and pressure-packed moments. I think this guy has the it factor. I think his teammates play better with him in the huddle. He brings out the most in his football team, and I think the defense plays a lot better and harder, knowing that if we get the ball back to this guy, good things are going to happen.
Coach, whenever I think of Pat Narduzzi, I think of culture. He has built a culture here over 10-plus years here at the University of Pittsburgh that is unbelievable. You know, his players love him. You can feel it whenever you walk in the building, the culture that is built, the loyalty that is set. If you were to go back to be a head coach, what's the first thing that you would try to enhance or try to put into your development of your football team of being a head coach?
Well, I think what you're saying about Narduzzi is exactly dead on. That's why I'm coming back to the game. He's a friend of mine. We've known each other for some time. I just think the consistency, the passion that he has for football, for the development of players, for providing a what's the word I'm looking for? He provides a culture, a environment where players want to come in there to learn and get better and have fun. He really enjoys the daily grind and just the journey of a football season. I mean, who else would you rather be around than Narduzzi? I mean, he has a good time watching tape. He has a good time on the practice field. He just loves this game. And those are the guys I love being around the most. He can coach you technically. He can motivate you. He can stir it up. He can get your emotions going. He's a great motivator and one hell of a football coach, and that's why Pitt is where they are right now.
Coaches, you watch tape, and I don't think anyone watches tape as much as you and breaks the game down as well as you do. You see the college game. You got guys clapping at the line of scrimmage. I was a cadence guy. I was a hard count guy, double count guy, red alert, you know, all that stuff, God. Man. Kill, all those all those sayings under center. But you see the college game, and it's evolved, right? RPO, pistol, shotgun. Do you still see some of the same strains of the West Coast offense and the rhythm passing game in the college game today? And if you do, does it translate to the NFL as well as maybe it did 10 years ago?
You know, that's a great point. I don't know if the game is evolving or completely devolving. I mean, when you're clapping for a snap count, that's what cavemen did before electricity when they were hungry. They would clap their hands and point to their mouth. If I see one more bubble screen or quick screen, that's not an evolving passing game. That's a dissolving passing game. I want to see Larry Fitzgerald. I want to see some of these great Pitt Panther receivers running shake routes and corner routes and handling audibles. I'm worried about the game of football, but that's just me. I'm not an old bitter guy either. But I don't see the passing concepts in some of these teams that I used to see. And I think in the long run, it's going to hurt you in the big moments when you got to throw it.
You are definitely not one of these old crusty guys. You're at Barstool, and I feel like you're keeping them young, John. That's just the energy that you bring. One of the things that I've always admired from afar is that you break down the tape as well as anybody, but you make it digestible for the everyman. Is that something that you take pride in?
Yeah, you know what? I love doing that. I think being able to share football with people is something I really do enjoy. I always had this 1% theory where can we help people get 1% better, 1% more knowledge today than we had yesterday. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm working with some really bright, young, creative people that love sports. It's keeping me young. I've got all the videos. Heck, I'm in here right now watching Pitt and Florida State. I got Notre Dame. I got the Navy game about to come on. But I just love learning, love sharing some of the things that I've discovered. And, you know, there's just so many cool things to talk about with football. And thank God it's still football season, and it's my favorite time of year. They remember what you do in November.
Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. Build your all-time ultimate quarterback from brain to size, arm, and legs. It could be a current, it could be former quarterbacks. Build your all-time quarterback.
Oh, man, that's good. I'll take Joe Montana. I'll take his brain. I'll take Tom Brady's arm. I mean, nobody stuck it in tight windows like Brady. I'll take Brett Favre's creativity and guts. Give me Lamar Jackson while you're giving me what I want. I'll take his legs. I'll use those legs. And I'll take my guy from Pittsburgh. I got to go with Dan Marino's passing, his pure passing ability and arm angles and throwing motion. I'll take Marino. Nobody was quicker than Dan Marino. And there's three kinds of quickness with the quarterback: mental quickness, arm quickness, body quickness. And nobody had the combination of quickness that Marino had.
Coach Gruden, if you would had that quarterback built in a lab, I don't think there would ever be a fired football coaches association happening, because you would you would never get fired with that staff. You go to YouTube and check out Coach Gruden's site. One of my favorite components is Gruden's glossary. You guys got to watch this stuff. The sideline sheet, I watched that three times, Coach. It took me back to like a Friday quarterback meeting reviewing situational football. And I'm going to put you on the spot with a question. 3rd and 6, got to have it to get into field goal range. One concept you're going back to on your play sheet every single time, no matter where you were.
Man, that's a tough one. I have so many of those. They're like my children, you know, my concepts, my passing concepts. I mean, to call out one of your children is tough, man, especially on live radio. You brought up 72X shallow cross. You know, that's pretty good. It's probably a little bit more of an all-purpose play than some of the others. You know, the drive game would one. 76 wide drive, halfback burst. You got the shallow. You got the basic. You got the burst. You got a post over the top. You can even hand signal the backside if you want. But the drive concept with the back bursting, not on the 2x2 flat route that we used to run. I like the burst. How's that? You like that?
I love it. I'm a burst guy myself.
I'm a drive guy.
I'm a nerd when it comes to this stuff. This is great. This is great.
The only time you can't, the only problem with the burst route is we don't let the back chip the defensive end like we did on the drive where we had a 2x2 check down, you know?
Right.
And when you lose that chip, you got guys like, you know, some of these pain in the butt pass rushers that can create some problems.
Coach, you are watching the Notre Dame Navy game coming up here. You're just taking a peek at Pitt. I know you've done a lot of homework on all this. Do you have a feeling on how the way this game is going to go on Saturday?
Well, me and Jake Malisek, we did a preview of the game. It's on our little YouTube channel. Check it out. I picked Pitt to win the game. Malisek picked Notre Dame. I picked Pitt. I just have a feeling Aaron Donald's coming back. We're going to retire his jersey at halftime. We're getting some guys healthy. I mean, you know, getting Biles back is big. I'm hoping Reed, our running back, plays. I think we got a chance to get these guys back. Aaron Donald's going to be there. It's the 50th anniversary, for crying out loud, of Tony Dorsett ripping Notre Dame with 300 yards rushing. That was November 15th, 1975. Don't you know that, men?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to win this game. It's going to be a high-scoring, unbelievable game between two of the best freshmen go head-to-head I've seen in a while in college football.
If I may, John, Will Howard has been officially activated on the Steelers roster. He's on the 53-man roster now. He'd been dealing with injury stuff. You were one of the guys who was really high on Will Howard when he came out of school. What do you think he could ultimately become in the NFL?
I love Will Howard. I'm thankful that he is up. I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. I just think he has everything that you're looking for. We won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He's got that prototype size I like. He's 6'4", he's 225, 230. He's built like a horse. I mean, it's a big guy, can run the ball. You can run the quarterback power plays and all these quarterback draws that everybody likes to run. He can keep it on the zone read. He's an accurate passer. He's a winner, man. This guy's a winner. He won big at Kansas State. They won the Big 12. He won the national title. He has the wow factor. He's got a photographic memory. He's a great communicator. I'll be shocked if he's not one hell of an NFL quarterback. And I told a couple of my friends in Pittsburgh, I told Omar Khan, I can't believe you got him in a sixth round.
Well, people are now blowing up the text line, John, saying they want you to come in and coach this guy.
Well, I'm available in the offseason. He's been down here a couple times. I obviously am smitten with him. I got a lot of confidence in what he can do and what he can become. And I'm sure Pittsburgh has a great, great vision for him as well.
John, man, we really appreciate you coming on. We're really excited you're going to be here in the city and everything that you represent for Pitt Athletics. And I was noticing a lot of wheeze and hours there when you were talking about the roster.
Yeah, well, I coached at Pitt. I take this very personally. You know, my dad coached at Notre Dame. I grew up in South Bend, Indiana. Montana was our... My dad got fired by Notre Dame. Jerry Faust came in. It really ticked me off, broke my heart. And then Pitt kicked our... We got our butt kicked by Notre Dame when I was at Pitt. So Narduzzi asked me to come and be on the sideline. Hell, I'm going to be down there. I'm going to even wear a Pitt hat. I'm going to have a golf shirt. I'm going to be all... I'm going to try to call a few plays. I'm going to see if Coach Bell will let me have the headset.
Let's do it, baby.
I love it.
Little spider two
Let's
live
go,
banana.
Man. Let's get the Panthers. I hope this place is rocking, man. We got to get this place rolling.
John, we really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, and we'll see you this weekend.
Hey, look forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys. Hope to meet you down there.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, there's a lot to react to there.
Yeah.
And we certainly will. That guy bleeds football.
Loves it.
He snorts football.
He's the best. I miss him on telecasts. I thought his color, I think he was the best color analyst I've ever. He distills the game so well. His energy just cuts through. That was great stuff.
A
As a texter writes in, Gruden referring to Pitt as we is making my you-know-whats tingle.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice.
We've got Bill Hillgrove coming up next, the voice of the Pitt Panthers. We'll react to some of what Gruden had to say. We'll get these guys' thoughts on the game, break it all down, and then we'll turn into Steelers-Bengals as well. First 50-minute mark, we blew right past it. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Beautiful weather coming up this weekend for both games at Acrisure. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Should be overcast, highs in the 50s. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.